We're celebrating Halloween week on the show. And there was a lot of costume parties that happened over the weekend. So we're going to have a brand new batch of spooky Halloween voicemails with the loser line.
Yes.
That's going to be coming up at 9:10. But first, let's talk to today's Winbrooks Bucks contestant. Her name's Jessica from Spanaway. What's up, Jessica?
Hello.
Are you dressing up for Halloween or have you already?
I'm not. Halloween is probably my least favorite holiday.
Oh, okay.
What?
Finally, who someone are tells you? The truth.
What don't you like about it? Is it too scary for you?
I don't like clowns.
This is clown season.
Funny.
It really is clown season.
All right. Well, I guess we all support you now, Jessica. We're going to send Brooke out of the studio. While that happens, you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, just say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Your time starts now. Today is World Opera Day. Soprano is the highest voice type in opera. What's the second highest?
Alto.
Which state produces the majority of America's lobsters?
Alaska.
When referring to military airplanes, what does the B stand for in B-52?
Pass.
What famous crooner was nicknamed Old Blue Eyes?
Pass.
Which place goes by the nickname Motor City?
Pass.
In 1947, what was the first snack food deliberately sold for microwave cooking?
Popcorn.
All right. Got that in. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. I know that you don't really like Halloween, so what are you going to do on Halloween night, Jessica?
Probably nothing. It's on a Sunday, and I have no kids, so I'll probably just relax.
Just you literally sound like exactly me. Like every year, it's like, that's not my favorite holiday. I mean,
yeah, Jose's like, I can't eat the candy.
Yeah, I can't really watch the movies. I like to dress up though.
Yeah,
maybe you and Jessica can spend Halloween together.
Hey, Jessica, are you single?
I am single.
Hey, Jessica, you're my girlfriend now.
Things move quickly with Jose. That's sorry right. about that,
Not
Jessica.
Just for Halloween, by the way, for keeps.
Yeah,
okay?
That is the consolation prize this entire week. So,
that's a horrible prize.
Well, it's Brooke's turn. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your time starts now. Today's World Opera Day. Soprano is the highest voice type in opera. What's the second highest?
Tenor.
Which state produces the majority of America's lobsters?
Maine.
When referring to military airplanes, what does the B stand for in B-52?
Bomber.
What famous crooner was nicknamed Old Blue Eyes?
Frank Sinatra.
Which place goes by the nickname Motor City?
Detroit.
In 1947, what was the first snack food deliberately sold for microwave cooking?
Pizza Pockets.
All right. Answers are in. We're going to the scoreboard to see how you both did with Jose.
Batman.
Bolaños.
That was my entire 20s. All right, Jessica, you got one correct today.
Passed on a lot of those, Jessica.
Yeah, I was trying to get through.
Yeah.
No, you did good. Your pacing was amazing. Brooke, you got 4.
Sorry, Jessica. Let's go over the answers here for everybody. Today's World Opera Day, Soprano's the highest voice type. The second highest is mezzo-soprano.
It's technically...
How did you not know that one, Brooke?
I have a low voice.
Yeah. I know alto could be an answer.
The state that produces the majority of America's lobsters is Maine. They catch over 100 million pounds annually.
Wow.
In military airplanes, the B in B-52 bomber stands for bomber.
Huh.
There you go.
Bomber 52 bomber.
I think it's redundant. It's like ATM machine.
The famous crooner nickname Old Blue Eyes is Frank Sinatra. Motor City is the nickname for Detroit because they helped industrialize the motor and vehicle industry. And the first snack food deliberately sold for microwave cooking happened in 1947. It was popcorn.
That checks out.
So good.
So Jessica, can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do win a $25 Target gift card. But to be honest, if you just put on some khakis and a red shirt, I'm pretty sure you could just take anything you wanted from Target for free. But don't tell them I told you to do that.
That's so true.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
Who's going to ask a question if you do that? No one. So you enjoy that, Jessica.
Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
Or, love you, babe.
You know,
I love you.
Sad Halloween. However you celebrate.
Stay away from clouds, my friend.
I'll see you soon, honey, when I come home, okay? Let's cook dinner together.
Aww.
Hey, I'll be waiting.
Okay.
Aww. Kiss me back.
We'll be back to play Winbrooks Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.